Hi everyone. I wanted to do this short little episode to speak about this concept that I've recently found has been very prominent in my life, which is the concept of silent lovers, and I'll explain what that means. It's not romantic or anything like that. It's purely platonic. And I recently saw a post for this, and I'll read you what the post said, and I screenshotted it because I really liked the idea, and I was just talking to Naomi about it. And then when I went home for Rosh Hashanah, I really, really felt it. And so I'm going to explain why and how. But the post reads, "It sounds cliché, but you really do have a lot of silent lovers in your life. People who want to see you succeed. They look at you and watch you grow and evolve with a smile on their lips. They look at your smile, your career, your kindness, and your moves, and are silently cheering you on. They think of you when they make a decision or get inspired by your courage. Some might be shy to tell you, some will. Just know that when you feel all alone, there are always people rooting for you." I think that this is something that's really important for everyone to remember, and specifically right now, I feel like this is such a nice concept for me to think about, is how there are so many people rooting for you, and there's so many people who want the best for you. And I think about this with my wedding, how you want your bridesmaids, the way that you pick your bridesmaids, you want the people that are behind you, while you get married, to be the people who genuinely just want the best for you and just want you to be so happy. And when I went home for Rosh Hashanah, I really seeing everyone from my community, and it has, I feel like I've been gone for so long, but also no time has passed. It's such a weird feeling going home and feeling like everything has changed, but and you have changed, and I've changed more than my environment has, but also my environment has changed, and there's not room for me anymore, but also I'm too big for the room there anyway. It's just a weird feeling going home, and especially during the holidays, because it's such a time for family, and it's just it was just a very weird feeling to go home. And there are so many people that I bumped into, and that I saw at shul and whatever, that are so happy to see me. Oh my God, you're home. How are you doing? I'm so happy to see you. There's so many, and it's random people, people, let's say, my random family friends that I'm not that close with, or people that you would never think to bump into. I literally bumped into this girl that I went to camp with when I remember when I was literally 12, 13. That's the last time I remember seeing her. And she tapped me on, I was talking to my friends, and she taps me on the shoulder, and I'm like, "Are you, what? What are you doing here?" And it's just there's so many people like that that are silently cheering you on, and just want you to be happy and want you to do well. And this is also something, is with my fundraiser, this is the reason I was speaking to Naomi about this, is because with the fundraiser for the half marathon, I posted it on my status. So I posted it to obviously all my contacts, and I saw that I got a donation from someone who I literally haven't spoken to since I was 16. It was literally an old friend's friend. And I haven't spoken to him since I was 16, and we have literally nothing to do with each other now. And he donated, and he was one of the only people to really donate. And it meant so much to me to think we are so not, we have nothing to do with each other anymore. We're on completely different paths. We're doing different things. We're different people. And we had we had a friendship for a very short amount of time, and we didn't play such a significant role in each other's lives, but he's still there supporting me, and it was just such a nice feeling to know that. And I feel like I think about this too, is people I think about a lot of the times, they're random people that I'll randomly think about or see a picture of, and I always think, I wonder how they're doing, I hope they're doing well, I hope that this worked out for them. And I think that about a lot of people, and it's weird to think about that people think that for you too, but it's also very nice. And I think that's also why, you should also tell people when you feel that, because, I've reached out to, my old madrichah, and, because I was thinking about her and thinking about this, I hope you're doing well, I really do. And, I don't know, I think it's very nice, especially in this stage where I'm on my own. I really do feel like I'm on my own, because and I'm paving my own way, and it's very difficult and it's very lonely. But to know that there are people there supporting you, whether you know it or not, whether it's very aware to you or not, it's very comforting to know. And also, this comes with like starting a new stage. Like you have to leave some people behind, and like some people might not play the same role in your life anymore, but it's nice to know that like people are still there for you and people are still there supporting you, and like the same type of love that you, it's kind of like how you can't destroy energy. It's more that like it gets transformed and like it's reshapes into something else, and I feel like that's what is it's like when you have like a love for a person and like an appreciation for them. It's like your love never goes away, it's just like it's transformed into something else, and like because the nature of your relationship changes, and like it's nice to know that there's still that love there and you can't take that away. And I don't know, this has been super comforting for me. And like also this is something too, I feel like it ties in, but like I don't know if it does. When I was home, I was looking through some of the stuff in my room and I found the journal that like people on Kivun wrote at the end of the year. And it was weird because like it feels like it was a lifetime ago, but also like it was in the grand scheme of things, it was so recently. And like I was reading some of the notes that people wrote to me, and it's very interesting. Like I remember thinking this when I first read it, which was right after Kivun, but like being away from it, being a little detached from it to reread the notes that people read, I mean, wrote to me, and that like now I know like the nature of our relationship, and like it's like a bit detached and like in a good way. It's very interesting to reread the notes and like see where people are coming from and like really look at it without like look at it point blank. And so I was reading some of the notes, and like some of the things that people wrote were so like specific and beautiful in that way that it was like you really saw me. And I think that's what's so nice about like a little compliment is that like people really see you and people really want the best for you. And like I really felt that while reading it, and I want to read some of the stuff that like people wrote to me, just because like I think it's nice for me to have this whenever I can't, I like I can listen to it. It's like these little affirmations of what like people really think about me. And I feel like it does tie in because like these people now, like maybe I don't talk to all of them all the time at all, but like it's nice to know that like they want the best for me and I want the best for them, and we have so many memories and we have so much love for each other, and like you can't take that away. I'm gonna read some of the notes, like a little parts that people wrote that like I really felt like someone saw me and like put down a piece of me in this note. I also suggest that everyone does this. If you have notes or like little texts that people say to you that like you really feel like touches you, save it. Save it either in like physically or in your notes app. Maybe not in your notes app, because literally the other day I look on my phone and I watch all my notes disappear from my notes app and there's literally no way to recover it. Not sure how that happened. So maybe the notes app is not that dependable, but I still find that like I love to keep little things that people write to me and write for me, because it's just nice to look back on. And this is my way of like picking some of the best, not some of the best, but like some of the things that like people wrote to me that's like we're not that close, but like you really saw me. And like that I also feel like I don't have to be close to someone to like feel like I see them. And so this is an example of that. You have a very creative way of looking at life, and you are a perfect example of just do it. When you are happy, you let people know just by the way that you are, and I really appreciate that because your smile lightens up the whole room. I also admire the interest that you have in life itself, which leads you to have a podcast on which you share your thoughts and other people's experiences and thoughts just for the sake of sharing and knowing it. You are into philosophy? Let's have a talk about it on my podcast. There's a trumpet concert? Sure, let's check it out. What I mean is that when other people, most people just don't really care, you do. And by that, you really give things meaning because they mean something to you, and therefore you also remind me to care deeper about life and its beauty and live it actively. Here's another. I'm not gonna say any names and like who it's from, and just because like that makes it personal to me and like to know where it's from, and that's my little thing. But here's another thing that someone wrote. It's also hard to like read people's handwriting. That's why it's like taking me a second to read it. But someone wrote, "I really feel like you see the humanity in every person, and it's a special quality that you have that you shouldn't take for granted." And here's another. "You're one of the people on this program that I'm constantly impressed by. First, by the way that you hold yourself with the sureness of who you are and what you value. You know so well what's important to you, and you don't compromise those things at any cost. You are so well spoken, and it's clear that you are a person who thinks before she speaks, because every word that comes out of your mouth is clear and impactful." And this one that I'm about to read is one of my favorite ones because it really, like, this is something that no one has ever said to me, and that, like, I really feel like is a part of who I am, and, like, I can't explain it. Like, it feels so, like, core to who I am, but I never thought that someone would pick up on it, and I think it was just such a nice thing to say. Molly, I love how creative you are and how committed you are to the different ways in which you express that creativity. I remember looking through the album of pictures you took using that camera during Spiel and just being amazed at the artistry of it. The way you were able to capture all these little moments so candidly and authentically and portray Spiel in a way that really fully conveyed how it felt to really experience it all. I love how you paid attention to the quieter aspects of everything too, instead of just the more major and exciting moments. That was like the nicest thing that anyone's ever said to me, and it was just so nice to hear that, like, I'm flipping through the journal now, so you could probably hear the pages turning, but it was just so beautiful to hear. Like, that was just like such a thing that, like, you don't really like appreciate and like about a person. It's just something like you think, but like you can't really put into words. And like the fact that someone put that into words to me was just the nicest thing in the world. And this is also a note that I got from someone that like was so, like, it hit so deeply because I was just so not close with this person, and like it was the probably one of the nicest notes I've received ever, and it was just because it, like, I really felt like, again, like you really see me and like you want me to succeed and everything like that. I'm gonna like skip a bunch of parts and like piece it together, so this is not the way that it was written, but Molly, you have a concerted effort to be empathetic, friendly, and warm. Everyone who talks to you comes out feeling better than they did before. The thing I admire most about you is how you embrace the weirdest parts of every person. I think it's not talked about enough on Kivun, but you're one of the real emotional backbones of the program, and that's only possible because everyone here trusts you, which is in turn a result of your listening abilities and willingness to accept each person for who they are. So those are some of my favorite snippets of what people wrote to me, and I think it's nice for me to have this in audio so that whenever I'm on the go, like, I can always get back to it and reach it and listen to it whenever I need, and I feel like everyone should do the same for themselves. And it's also like telling people that you appreciate them and that you want the best for them, and like when someone pops into your head, tell them. Like, that's also something that I really believe in, is like if you have something nice to say, then say it. Like, there's no reason not to. And I think that a lot of the times people are scared of the reaction, and this is something that I used to be more scared of too, is like they're gonna think I'm weird for saying this, like why would I say that to them, like we're not that close, like what. But when you think about it, like, it really, if someone were to say something that for some, or like when people come up to me, like that I literally don't want, like that I don't know at all, like people that, like random people, and say like I think you look really cool, or like that's really whatever, and like you have cool shoes or whatever it is, and like it's such a small thing that like you think it, so why not say it. I just like I don't understand now, like I think it's what, like it's a discomfort in like talking, like saying something that like feels a bit, you like put yourself in a bit of a vulnerable position because like you can get rejected and like you they can't take it a different way, and like but putting yourself out there and like saying those things that are on your mind is so important because it's just spreading good energy, and like and what you give off is what you attract, and so that's why it's so important to like really like feel like you're speaking your thoughts when they're good, and like that's what also like when you don't have something good to say, don't say it. It's the opposite too. Like it goes the other way around. Like when you have something nice to say, say it. And I feel like people only talk about when you have something bad to say, don't say it. But why not say something good when you have something to say? Like it's just nice to know that people like really see you and care about you, and like I think that's something that like people should really be doing more, and like me my and myself too. Like I think that once you start to put yourself in uncomfortable positions and vulnerable positions like that, where it feels uncomfortable, it slowly starts, you slowly become desensitized to it, and it slowly starts to not affect you as much. And like, let's say there have been times where like I've went up to someone and said something to them, and like it didn't deliver the way that I wanted it to, and they didn't react the way that I wanted it to. But like, once you do it enough, and like you have the confidence in yourself that like, I think it's like a confidence about like speaking your truth and like speaking your power, and not like caring about what other people think, because a lot of the times you are scared to do something because of the reaction. But when it's something nice, like why not put that good energy into the world, and why not put like give it to someone else? Like that's what I don't understand, is like why did it take me so long to like tell people that I like I'm rooting for them, or that I care about them? Like It's just like a nice thing to do. I think that's also like, I don't know if I've ever spoken about this, but for my from like everyone gave like advice when we were seniors, and like we all sat in a circle and like everyone gave like one piece of advice that they learned from high school and like to share with others. And like what I said was that I can tell you a list of list of different things that I learned from throughout my high school experience, but most of them you won't be able to really understand until you experience it and learn it for yourself. And so that's why I don't find that like advice really helps that much, because you have to learn it for yourself. But something that you can do is compliment a new person every day. And complimenting a new person every day will, one, just give you more confidence in yourself and approaching people and like saying what you think, but also like it makes someone's day. And like I made a lot of friends through that, through like saying like, hey, you're really cool, I like your jewelry. Literally one of my only like good friends that I've made here so far is someone that I met at like an orientation, because and like we said like she said to me like, I like your jewelry, and I was like, I love your outfit, and like then we became friends. And like that's literally all it takes, is like one compliment to like really just, like kickstart something. And like it's such an easy way. And like that's also what I spoke about with my dad. I think like one the easiest way to like start a conversation with someone is to compliment them. And like it can re-spark something, it can start a conversation, but it's just like such an easy way. And like to incorporate that like into your life is doing one compliment a day to someone that you don't normally speak to, and that you like it's something that you're thinking in the back of your head. But anyway, I hope everyone has a great week, and I hope everyone has a great new year, and I hope that everyone is aware of like all the silent lovers that you have in your life, and appreciate that there are a lot of people that are supporting you, even if it's silently, and you are one of those people too. And if you shouldn't be a silent lover, you should be an active lover, and you should let people know how you really feel about them.